This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
BT and Sal back on the Fan. We'll take a break from the calls. We'll get back to that in just a little bit. Right now, let's welcome in Jonathan Casillas, of course, who you hear him on the pre- and post-game show with the New York Football Giants. Unfortunately, another L for the Giants last Sunday. They'll be in Germany coming up this weekend. Jonathan, where are we at here? What are your thoughts here with this Giants team that just continues to find ways to not win football games that they're competitive in?
I think you said it right. I mean, they're finding ways to lose games, you know. They're getting creative with it, too, you know. And the defense, you know, failed to get the guys off the field last week in the Commanders. And it's so crazy after the game, you know, we're sitting there talking. Everybody's like, well, you can't blame the offense. And I was like, the Commanders score 30 points a game. How many points did you think you need to score to beat them? And it's just the bar is so low for the offense. Is that we're looking at that last game and literally we said, oh, they scored touchdowns at home, so it's obviously not their fault. They had 7 points at halftime, guys. The Giants have the worst offense in the league. I'm not saying that. They're number 32 in points per game underneath Miami, which just got Tua back. Tua played, what, two games this
yep.
year?
Yep.
And they're last in red zone. That's why they don't score points. They don't know how to score down there.
Oof.
It's crazy.
Well, it's crazy, Jonathan, because, you know, they've lost because they didn't have a kicker. They've lost mostly because the offense has been in a coma. The defense has been doing their job for the most part, but a couple of leaks here and there, really Banks and a few others. I mean, a couple of odd coaching decisions, 0 for 5 for 2-point conversions, whatever. I say this because they basically lost every type of way that you can lose, and when that happens, you're just a bad team. So my question to you is, how far away are they, honestly, from becoming a good team?
It's a good question.
Appreciate that.
I don't think they're that close for sure. Mm-hmm. You know, and the reason why I'm saying that is because it's not like one thing that's happening to them.
Yeah,
they're continuously losing games as a team. It's not like one person. You can't put all the blame on Daniel Jones. You know, but at the same time, when you look at Daniel Jones, you look at what he's good at. Why don't we do more of that? You know, I think he's really good at RPOs. I think he showed that last week early in the game. They were running RPOs. They were running the football, you know, and stick to his strengths. I know it's not ideal given the contract he's in, but you need to run Daniel if you want to have any type of success. You know, I mean, that's what he's good at. Look, the last 2-point conversions that the Giants had against the Commanders, the only thing they did was sat back and played zone. And that's the key. You got to make Daniel Jones think. You have to make him look and read. And then when he does that, he's not that guy that runs the RPOs. He's a drop back quarterback, and he's a guy that has to make decisions. And he's not great at making decisions past that first. You know, that first read. RPO is one read, you make a decision, you throw the ball, right? If he has to make decisions, that's what you get from Daniel Jones. So it was easy for them to run that defense in the Commanders because you just sit back and make him make a decision, and it's advantageous for the defense. So my thing is, stop making him make decisions. Do the RPOs more and more. It works.
No, and it worked to the point of getting to the playoffs a couple years ago and winning a road playoff game, as we well know. If I had to ask you, give me one reason why the Giants are 2-7, it would be what, Jonathan?
They don't know how to win. You know, it's. I know this is a cliche, but it's so hard to win in the NFL. It's true. You know, like Daniel Jones last week, he made some incredible throws. Like, he made some really good throws, you know. A couple was dropped. Theo Johnson had a good pass to him that he dropped, and then he had another, you know, the touchdown. That was also a good throw. The week before, he had a great pass to Theo Johnson right up the middle. So he shows spurts of, you know, being a good quarterback, you know, but his decision-making hurts them very late in games, like it did against the Steelers, you know, not moving the fullback over to protect them against the best pass rusher in the NFL, who ended up basically ended the game for them. And then, you know, that last play, we talked about that last week, his feet wasn't set, you know, but it's not just Daniel, right? You got other guys defensively, you know, who didn't step up to get him off the field later in the game. You know, at the end of the day, right, we all looked at, and I heard you guys talking earlier in the week about the neighbors conversation and what the Giants were doing, and they said, oh, the Giants were running the ball and it was working in the first half. They were down 21-7 in the first half, fellas. I know the numbers looked good, but that doesn't mean it was working. You know, whatever the Giants are doing is wrong. They have to figure out how to score points. And you can't average 15 points a game in the NFL. You're not going to win games. That is the overall conclusion. They have to score more points. That's what they have to do.
Yeah, listen, and we're talking to Jonathan Casillas, of course, BT and Sal here on The Fan. You know, the thought that they've got to score points, I agree with you, and they've got to get a whole lot better. I got you. But when things aren't working, like, it's one thing to not have the horses, and they don't have enough of them, let's be clear. But I don't think you could absolve the coaches here. So in your opinion, how culpable is the play caller? Who's the head coach?
I mean, it's the last ranked scoring offense in the league. You know, you can't put it on one guy, but at the same time, you know, that has a lot to do with it. You know, he's the one putting, you know, the quarterback in these situations, you know. And look, I think neighbors, he called him out. Mm-hmm. I'm not too happy about that. I agree with you, Sal. He's a rookie. You need to shut up. Shut his damn mouth. I'm with you with that. You know, but at the same time, like, he's not the only one that feels that way. You know, I know he's not, you know, but, you know, other guys, of course, they're not going to say that. But I think that's what you're getting from over there. You got a lot of disgruntled guys. You got a lot of people who, you know, maybe he's a little selfish, but what wide receiver number one in the league is not selfish that doesn't want the ball? They just don't speak about it. But trust me, every single one of them wants the ball. You know, but I understand what he's saying, because he looked at what I looked at. Oh, we run the ball. We got 7 points. We're down two scores. So how did that work? You know, and the other side of the ball, you look at Deontay Banks. I don't know what's going on with him, you know, in terms of him, like, doing the same type of mistakes that we've seen over the 2 years that he's been playing. And it's like, we understand, you know, you got benched and, you know, maybe a little lackadaisical the second time around. But this time it's like, bro, your technique, are you not contesting? Like, I don't understand what he's doing, but I think that has a lot to do with how neighbors feel. He feels the same type of way. I don't think he believes in what's going on. And that is a big problem, fellas.
There's a lot of problems. And this might be the biggest one as we start to push this thing forward. You know, you look at where the Giants are in the standings and where they might wind up in terms of draft slot here. And some of the teams that will also be vying for a quarterback that are ahead of them, like the Patriots obviously won't be, so you could trade with them maybe. But the Raiders will be, Carolina very well might be, Tennessee will be, the Browns will be. I think what's got to be a little disheartening here is that you watch a team that scores 15 points a week, and as Jonathan said, dead last in the NFL, and there's not a clear, absolute path to be able to even guarantee that you have your choice of what quarterback you want to draft.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you news stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
It's not good.
I had a conversation yesterday, and it was like, I was like, what if they really did that? Like, and I'm talking about the Giants. I'm like, what if a team, really, the coaches is like, hey, guys, look, I'm going to coach us to lose every game. Everybody's not guaranteed to be here next year. I'm not even guaranteed to be here next year. But if we want to get this quarterback that we're thinking of for the number one pick overall, we can't win any more games. Let's coach our way out of it. I know that's not going to happen.
Never.
The Miami Dolphins tried that a few years ago. But at the same time, it's like, what? Because now that I'm away from the game and I'm a fan now, now I'm sitting there like, all right, I'm not hoping they lose games, but if they lose, it's like they're getting closer and closer to actually picking a guy that they want and not their second choice, not their third choice. Because when you're sitting at number five or six, you get the second or third choice, basically.
Yeah. We're on the same page, but and we know that the players would never tank because they got to put stuff on film to keep making money. We understand that and further their career. But I think what complicates is even if there was a bit of a concerted effort not to lose, but maybe not to win as aggressively as you try, the coach, does he have enough of a firm ground to stand on to absorb six or seven more losses and absolutely be back next season?
First off, let's just worry about this game. Because this is actually the biggest game of the year.
Yeah, don't even come back. Stay in Germany. If you don't win this game, stay in Germany. Everybody.
Guys, listen. If
Hoff, too.
This one
JC, you and Hoff, if the Giants don't win this game against the Bears, don't even come back from that trip.
Wait. First off, I'm in Jersey. I don't travel. Okay.
Oh, okay.
But I agree with you. Hoff and those guys, they stay out there. I don't want no part of that. Hey, listen, I've been saying this weeks out. I said if the Giants go to the Commanders with only two or three wins, I thought they would squeak out another win in the last three or four games. Mm-hmm. If they go to Germany and lose to Carolina, I know John Mara was assertive about saying that he wasn't making any changes, but it's like, how could you not at that point? I think that'll be their fifth straight loss at that point.
Yeah.
And that'll be 2-8. Okay. So.
But here's what I don't get, John. I know what you're saying. Here's what I don't get. I watch this team and I don't believe that coaching is the problem. Now, the more the losses pile up, the more I'm looking like an idiot here. I understand that. But you're telling me that, they've had two bad games on the year. One was against Minnesota to open the season. The other, to me, was against Philadelphia. Every other game, they've been competitive. So I look at this and say, wow, they're game planning the right way, whether it's running the football down Washington's throat, whatever it may be, keeping games competitive like they did in Pittsburgh or home against Cincinnati. Obviously, they got to start winning some of these games. But the game plan seems right to me. It's just the execution. Is that fair to say, or are you seeing this as a coaching problem?
I mean, bro, 15 points a game?
Yeah, I know.
Come on, bro.
I know.
No, there's no way you're looking at that saying that's a good game plan. Well, listen, I'm not putting it all on the coaches at all, but something has to change if they lose this game. I don't even want to look, past this week. They got a bye week. They have to make a change if they lose to Germany. If they lose to Carolina in Germany, something has to change, whether it's the quarterback, whether it's the coach, whether it's everything. Something has to change because that's the bottom, guys. That's what New Orleans did. I'm pretty sure New Orleans is holding on for a little bit. And then after they lost to Carolina, it was like, all right, we got to do something. Something has to change. Something has to change if they lose to Carolina. It has to. Yep. And I'm sorry. John Mara can keep Shane and Daboll, and I'm okay with that. And we're talking about the quarterback position. Something has to change, guys. You cannot lose to this team in Germany. They can't do it.
Oh, man, I hear you. Jonathan can see us. Jonathan, final thing for me, even the bad teams, and their record says that they're bad, even bad teams, they have indispensable players that you want to build the future undisputably around. Give me five players on this team that you absolutely have to build and move forward with around.
First off, he's hurt right now, but Andrew Thomas.
Yep.
I think, he's... he's a guy that, he plays at a very high level, and he's an all-pro type of player. I love Illuminor. I know you guys have him on.
Yep.
So left tackle, right tackle.
Mm-hmm.
I think you have to keep Tyrone Tracy. He's young. He's cheap. And he can run that damn football.
He's good, man.
He's a good running back.
Yeah, I like him.
Malik Nabers, of course.
Mm-hmm.
That's
Dexter
four
Lawrence
on offense.
Oh, I got you. Yep.
That's four on offense. Wait. That's four on offense.
Yep.
I'm sorry. I went too crazy on offense.
Yeah, man.
But those are definitely keepers on offense. definitely Dexter Lawrence. You got to keep him. Bobby Okereke. I think he's the leader back there. And that six, I think those are the guys you must keep. You have to keep to build that foundation for the future and the leadership.
And I would just follow up with, and I would agree with all those, or is that enough of a number to at least give Giant fans the hope that they're really not more than one good offseason away from becoming good?
Yeah, I think they are one offseason away. Look, the quarterback play for the Giants the last 2 years, and it's not even all the quarterback play. Daniel Jones just haven't played that well. You know, he scored his first couple touchdowns this past weekend at MetLife Stadium, but the Giants are 0-5 at home. He didn't look better last year, you know, and I don't want to be against them because I'm really not. But there are things that happen during the game that it doesn't – the ebb and flow doesn't happen back and forth. The momentum doesn't go back and forth as it should, right? For example, the first touchdown that the Giants scored the second touchdown the Giants scored, and they went for the two-point conversion. Mm. I literally have in my notes – I'm looking at my notes right now. My note says – two-point conversion failed. Why not kick the damn extra point, right? If you were in the stadium, you felt a big roar for the touchdown because they were excited. First of all, he ran over two people, which was incredible. Daniel Jones did. And they went for two, and the air just got sucked out of the stadium. So now it's like the momentum you just built up is now out of there. And even though, you know, the next drive, the Giants defense held the Commanders to 3 points. Like, it's still like that momentum is not only in the fans. That energy is not only with the fans. It's with your team.
Yeah. Yeah. The analytics don't count for that. And that's exactly right. And
bro, I had to tell John Schmelk, who was literally running down the analytics, and I told him straight up on the show. I said, bro, I don't care about none of that. I don't care about none of that stuff that you're talking about, bro.
Ain't
and you know
it.
What? I'm not so far removed from the game that I'm far off from them players. I'm still a player at heart. I still think like them. I don't think like media quite yet. That's why I be getting in trouble.
That's awesome.
But I'm still a player in my mind. So I know I'm not the only one that feels like that. I know there's other guys. Like, why are we not? You know what I'm saying? So for me, it's like, just feel the temperature of what you got going on. Read the room. Kick the field goal. You're 0 for 6 now on two-point conversions. I know the analytics matter, but you can't do analytics for the league and disregard the analytics for your team. Your team is 0-for. Let's remember that right. When we go for a two-point conversion. They're 0-for.
Right, or the energy in the stadium. To your point, the energy in the stadium, keeping the momentum, there's something to be said about that. Jonathan, as always, it's been great. Hopefully when we talk to you next week, it's off of a win. It better be. Otherwise, Hoff, his ass is staying in Germany if they can lose this game. But we appreciate it. We'll talk to you next
week. All right, fellas, peace.
Thank you, brother.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.